So if we're going to do that, as the continents separate, we have to create oceanic crust to be the bottom of our ocean. And if that's going to happen, do we see evidence on the seafloor that we built brand new oceanic crust between Africa and South America, for example, as they slowly moved apart from one another? Something to kind of keep in the back of your head is we talked about continental crust and that it's thick when we talked about trying to see into the interior of the planet. Continental crust is very thick, but it's also not very dense. So it sits a little bit higher on the asthenosphere than oceanic crust. Oceanic crust is much thinner, but it's also much denser. And so it sits lower in the asthenosphere. And so having material sitting low on the asthenosphere is what gives us our ocean basins. And that's why water collects in ocean basins and makes oceans. So we have to figure out if the ocean floor records that separating of Africa and South America, or any of the continents that used to be together. Do we have that information? We actually do. So, back in World War II, there were folks who were cruising around the Pacific, and they managed to convince somebody in the Navy to tow a magnetometer, a device that records the magnetic behavior, the magnetic field of different Earth materials. So they were towing this instrument along behind the ship. And as they crossed over the Indian Ocean, they noticed that they got this really, really weird pattern of normal polarity crust, reverse polarity crust, normal polarity, reverse polarity, normal polarity, this just bizarre zebra stripe pattern as they crossed over the Indian Ocean. And they said, huh. Well, this is kind of fitting with the ideas that were coming out at that time. The magnetic field can spontaneously reverse, so okay, I think we're okay with this. But then they noticed that when they crossed over a mid-ocean ridge that ran up the middle of that crust, that they saw the same pattern of normal, reverse, perfectly mirrored on either side of the mid-ocean ridge. Now, I should note that the Earth's magnetic field doesn't maintain the same polarity always for the same amount of time. Sometimes it'll be normal for 30 million years, and sometimes it'll be normal for just a few thousand years. So it creates this very random pattern through time. And they saw this unique pattern that was perfectly replicated on either side of the mid-ocean ridge. And they said, huh, that kind of looks like maybe we have spreading occurring where we're pushing up brand new crust and the older crust is moving aside and we're recording Earth's magnetic field back through time on either side of the mid-ocean ridge system in perfect symmetry. But is that really what we're doing? Or is there some weird interaction that's going on that's causing whole chunks of the seafloor to just spontaneously reverse their magnetism? And maybe that's not what's going on at all. So folks went up onto land and they found stacked lava flows that they could obtain an absolute age date for and that they could obtain magnetic data for. And they went from the youngest lava flows all the way down that stack sequence to the very bottom, and they dated all the lava flows, and they obtained magnetic data for all those lava flows, and they saw the exact same pattern of normal reverse that they saw on the seafloor